Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, good greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And as always, I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. What a wonderful thing that is. What a glorious thing that is. And listen, I often say this, friend, if he isn't yours, he can be. If he isn't yours, he wants to be. If he isn't yours, he came to be. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, according to the book of Luke, chapter 19 and verse 10. Well, Debbie and I are excited about the program. We're excited for the fact that you decided, made a choice to tune in. You may be passing through our area and just pick this radio program up, but we're glad. We're glad that God has caused our paths to cross, and I hope our time together today will be a blessing to you. But more than that, I pray that it'll bring glory and honor to God. I've opened my Bible to the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua. What a great man he was. What a great record this book of Joshua was to us as we look at the battles they fought, the victories they won, and just exactly how that they did it. I'm going to look in chapter 3, read probably the first 5-6 verses out of that, and share with you the message God has laid on my heart for this program today. And before I do that, though, my beloved, I thank God for my beloved Debbie. She's got a song she's wanting to do for us. The title of it is Hope of Glory. And I believe it'll be a blessing to you. I really do. As soon as she gets done with the song, I'll be back with the message. Again, it's in Joshua, the 5th book of the Bible, right after Deuteronomy, right before the book of, Joshua, Judges. And then I'll share the message with you. Pray for me, would you?
God's people possessed great hopes in their hearts as they left Egypt's land on that day. But it wasn't long, something gone wrong, an obstacle stood in their way. The Red Sea in front, Pharaoh close behind, Moses, what are we to do? Moses just turned, he said, you will.
Forever, he remains the same.
Well, thank you, Debbie. How true that is, friend. That's what this message is about. It's about a new start. It's about a new beginning. Oh, friend, listen. At the making of this program, we just crossed the threshold of a brand new year. And I don't know about you, but that's exciting. I just like the idea of a new year, a new beginning. I love it. In fact, one of my favorite times of the year, because you say, why? Well, I don't know what's before us, but I know who I'll find. I know what I'll find when I get there. I'll find God waiting. I'll find the grace of God enabling. I'll find the Word of God working. I'll find the Spirit of God leading. All of that is true, and what a great place it is for me and you to be today, as we're, like I said, just a few days beyond the threshold of a brand new year. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think the church would still be here at this time. I didn't think the salt and the light would still be here by this time. But look, though Jesus hadn't come for us, He's going to. Bless God, I'm more sure of that than I am anything else. I'm more sure of that than I am even my name, that Jesus, the one that went away, said, I'll come again. And I'm looking forward to that. I certainly am. Well, let's get to the message out of the book of Joshua, chapter 3. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1 and read down through and include, I think, verse 6. The Bible said, and Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel. Now watch that. All the children of Israel. Hey, God's got a plan for all of us. Those of you that are saved, you know your name's the Lamb's Book of Life. You know you're sealed by the Spirit of God. Say amen. Would you do that? Would you say amen? Hey, God expects to get all of us across and in. Do you know that? God's got a plan for all of you and all of you that are lost and undone. You, sir, you, ma'am, you're empty. I mean, you're struggling. You know what you ought to do, but you've never done it. Even God's got a plan that includes you. But here He's talking about all, specifically the children of Israel. And He said they lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass, after 3 days, that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. I like that. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 3,000 cubits by measure. That's close to a mile, pretty close to a mile. And come near unto it, and come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which you must go. For you have not passed this way hitherto. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant, pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, went before the people. I'm going to talk to you a little while today about this little thought. You're talking about a simple message. It's going to be. I'm telling you, I'm going to be as basic as I can with no apologies. And I trust that it'll be a blessing to you. I'm going to talk to you about a year's worth of instruction. In less than 30 minutes, I'm going to give you, by the grace of God, a year's worth of instruction. You say, how are you going to do that, preacher? Well, you just stick around for a few minutes by the grace of God, and with the help of the Spirit of God, I'll share with you what He's already laid on my heart. What a great day this was down at the Jordan. I mean to tell you, there was a whole generation that had been here in a similar place some 40 years before this, and they had failed. They had failed because they didn't have the faith they needed to trust God to embrace the Word of God. They had been at this place. They had been positioned here before, ready to go into a land that God had given to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, a place where God had brought them to after He had delivered them out of the land of Egypt, but all for 40 years because of unbelief. Let me say that again. Oh, for 40 years, because of their unbelief, they stayed in the wilderness. They wandered around. There was no doubt in my mind depression. There was disappointment. No doubt, friend, listen, we know of the deaths. There were some 600,000 men beside the women, besides their wives, that died in that wilderness. Isn't that amazing? Oh, friend, and here was a new generation. The very children of those that have died and were buried in the wilderness. Those are the ones that Their children were the ones that those that died said, look, we're worried about them. We're afraid they're going to die. And God actually spared them and took them in. But I want you to know, friend, listen to the Spirit of God closely. God wants you out of the wilderness. Do you hear me? God wants you into a land that's flowing with milk and honey. God wants you in a place where you can get victory over the battles and the enemies that will confront you and that you will face. Let me tell you this now, what I'm going to preach. When I'm talking about going over Jordan, I'm not talking about dying physically and going to heaven. That's never a picture, a type of anything in the Word of God here when it deals with Jordan. Although Jordan does deal with death, burial, and resurrection, crossing the Jordan isn't a picture of men and women dying and going to heaven. Now, I know that's not real popular to say because we sing songs about it that it makes us feel good when we hear them. But I'm telling you here, friend, listen, I just want to be as biblical as I could be. But can I tell you what crossing the Jordan does do? Bless God, it speaks of dying. It speaks of burial. It speaks of resurrection. It speaks of us. You and I, friend, the children of God, identifying with Christ Jesus. Oh, what a great day it was. And what a great day that it is for me and you to look and to have the opportunity to get instructions for a new year. Don't you want next year to be better than the last? Aren't some of you in the wrong place? You know you are. Aren't some of you stuck? You even use that verbiage, don't you? I feel like I'm stuck, or I'm just not making any progress. I'm not going forward very well. Well, I've got a message for you. That's why God brought you and I together here today, friend. He wants us in a new place. You say, what kind of place is it? Well, look in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verses 11 and 12 read like this. This is Moses to the children of Israel speaking about the land that they were headed towards. He said, look, but the land whether you go to possess, it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. It's a land which the Lord thy God careth for the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. Hey, I want you to know God's looking. God's watching. God's brought you out, folks, so that He can bring you in. But He's got to do it through death, burial, and resurrection. And let's face it, there's a reason that you're in the wilderness. There's a reason that you're stuck. Some of you haven't died like you ought to yourself so that you really become alive in Christ. Oh, you're saved. You've gotten out of Egypt. You've come out under the blood of the Lamb. Yeah, you have. You've been redeemed. Bless God, you've gone by the cross, that raised up serpent, that raised up image of the serpent that has bitten you and caused us so much trouble. Oh, but look, friend, you need to get in a place of victorious Christian living. Now, I want you to know something again. Passing through Jordan is so significant. I'm telling you, I just can't find words to explain it. I mean, it speaks of what Christ did and died for us. Do you hear me? Christ went down into the waters of death, hell and the grave, and came out on the other side victorious. He was born under the law. He lived under the law. He died under the law. But listen to this. He raised, bless God, to a place where law couldn't touch Him. He raised to another plane of living, if you will, and this ark that God told Moses or Joshua to tell the children of Israel to follow is a picture of the ark. Listen, friend, He alone can lead us. He's the only one that can lead us out and then bring us in. He alone, friend, can accomplish this great and marvelous task, and He bids us all to come. He bids us all to come. And I want you to know that because He opened up the way. He wants us to follow Him. He wants us to identify ourselves with Him. And the only way, bless God, that we can live victoriously this year is to follow Him. It's to position ourselves. It's to follow His plan. It's to make the preparation that's needed. And bless God, then proceed with it. Oh, out of the wilderness, into the land of promise. Now look. what he said in verse 1. And Joshua rose up early in the morning. You know what? Look, it's so obvious. Even I can get it. We ought to start now. Hey, don't delay. Don't say, well, I'll do that tomorrow. Start right now. I mean to tell you, make God first. I mean, make Him a priority and what you do with Him. What He draws you to do. What He demands of you to do. What He desires for you to do. Do it early. And He said they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel had lodged there before they passed over. You know what they did? They positioned themselves. Bless God. That's what you've got to do, sir, ma'am. That's what I've got to do. I've got to position myself for the blessings of God. I've got to move from one place to the other. If I'm the wrong place for God's blessing, I'll never get Him. That's what Joshua did. He started early, led the children of Israel up from a place that they had encamped in the wilderness, and put them in a place to where they were ready to pass over the Jordan, ready to follow the Ark of the Covenant, ready, bless God, to die to their self and raise in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Oh, look, they had a plan to do it. I mean to tell you, they just didn't do it haphazardly. I mean, God told them when to do it, how to do it, where to do it, and probably even why to do it. And Joshua followed the plan. Do you hear me? I've got a philosophy. If you aim at nothing, you're bound to hit it. But all, you know what we need to do? We need to make a plan. Now look, no plan is any better than when you live it out. It's good to have a plan. You can have a 3-point plan like I do. But if you don't do one of those things, or but two of those things, I'll tell you, it's not the right kind of thing to do. But not only did they position themselves, not only did they have a plan, they prepared themselves to cross over. Look at verse 5. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself. Do you know what that means? That means clean it up, boy. It means separate yourself. Can I ask you, sir, ma'am, what's some of the things you need to separate yourself from? The Bible said, come ye out from among them. Be a separate people, and I will receive you. Jesus praying the high priestly prayer in John 17. I said, listen, Father, these that you have given me, they're in the world. But it goes on to say, but they're not of the world. Ah, friend, know you not that you've been bought with a price? Know you not that you're a peculiar people, meaning that you're a particular treasure that's been purchased with the blood of the Lamb. You listen, you're indwelled and possessed by the Spirit of God. Oh, there ought to be something different about us. We are to be holy, friend. Let me say that again. We are to be holy. We're to flee fornication. We're not to be like we used to be. And such some of you were, Paul told the believers at Corinthians. So they positioned themselves. They had a plan to follow. They made preparation. And you know what they did? They paced themselves. They followed the ark. I mean, they didn't get ahead of it. He said, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, your God, the priest bearing, then you shall remove from your place in verse 3 and go after it. Isn't that something? They had to keep a pace about a mile behind it. But look, they proceeded. They proceeded to follow the ark. They proceeded to follow the priest. They proceeded to follow the Lord. That's what that ark was a type of, was a picture, probably the best picture in the Old Testament of Jesus Christ. My, what a great article it was. What a great type it was. What a great picture of our Lord in both His humanity and in His deity. So look what they did. In verse 1, they positioned themselves. In verse 5, they prepared themselves. And then in verse 3, they proceeded to carry out that plan. Hey, I just told you, friend, it's no good to have a plan unless you're willing to follow it. Doesn't matter if you've got 5 points and all that you do is one of them. We need to make a plan that's reasonable. We need to make a plan that's real. A plan that's achievable. Plan how that works. And let me tell you what God's laid on my heart. It's real simple, friend, real simple. And this is what I'm going to close with. Look, friend, we just begun, as I said, a new year. I mean to tell you, the year ahead, I don't know what it holds. I know who holds it. I know, like I said in my prayer, when I get there, the Lord will be there. When I get there, His grace will be there. When I get there, His Spirit will be there. I mean to tell you, He'll be with me every step of the way. He'll guide me into all truth. But I want you to know something. There's something we need to do. I mean to tell you, look, there's going to be things that change in the new year and some things that should not change. I mean, there's going to be new things in the new year, but there ought to be some old. So listen to what I'm proposing. I'm giving you a year's worth of instruction. Number one, you ought to read your Bible daily. I mean daily, not haphazardly either, but I mean systematically, brother, sister. You ought to have a hunger for it. You ought to go out and pick up some manna every day. You ought to get up. Your home Omer's worth. Do you hear me? Oh, look, you ought to set a time. You say, preacher, I don't have time. Well, I'll tell you what. Then you don't put much value on the Word of God, do you? You don't value the Word of God. You don't value your devotion. You don't value your time of communion with the Lord. Bless God, you can't know Him any better than you know His Word. And you know what you need to do daily? You need to read the Word of God. You need to take a portion of the Word of God into your heart, into your mind. And you can't do that until you pick it up in your hand. Don't read it on your phone. Don't read it. Get you a Bible. There's something special about holding that blessed book that we call the Holy Bible. There's something about it. I know you can read it on your iPhone. It's a good reference. But I'll tell you what, listen, to develop a relationship, you got to get something that you can feel that's real, if you will. Oh, I could stay there all day and not only read your Bible, but pray. I'm talking about a year's worth of instruction. Read your Bible and pray. Pray about everything. Thank God. I mean, commune with the Lord. I believe the Word of God teaches us how to pray without ceasing. I believe the Word of God teaches us that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And if you don't know how to pray, I'll tell you what, Jesus gives us the greatest pattern for prayer that's ever been recorded. In the book of Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 9, where He said, after this manner pray ye therefore our Father in heaven. And seeing that my time's coming and going, let me give you the last point. Hey, a year's worth of instruction. Not only should you read the Bible every day, not only should you pray every day and pray often, not just once, but often. I'm blessed, God, go to church every time you can. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Going to church won't make you a Christian. Do you hear me? But I don't believe you can grow like you ought to, like God intends you to, like you need to, without going to fellowship with God's people. I believe going to church is fundamental. Do you hear me? I believe that, bless God, we ought to be faithful to it. I believe we ought to be regular at it. I believe it's a natural desire for people that get saved and say, well, I'm Christ-like. Bless God, it was His. It was His habit, according to Luke chapter 4, to go on the Sabbath into the synagogue, as His custom was. So look, friend, I know God's everywhere. I know you can worship Him in a lot of places, but He's the one that called us out. That's what the church is. I mean to tell you that it's on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, the day Jesus came out from among the dead, that we gather at a stated place, at a stated time, to do a stated thing, and that's to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. It's to expound His Word. It's to propagate His Word. It's to plead with the saints. It's to pray collectively. It's to praise the One who deserves all of our praise. Bless God, we go there to worship Him. It's a blessing for us and to us. But I'm telling you, this is a year's worth of instruction. Bless God, listen, you got to position yourself. You got to prepare yourself, and then you got to proceed. Read your Bible daily, pray often, and go to church every time you can. Let's see what the new year will bring. Let's see what kind of blessings you know we'll find. Let's find out, friend, what kind of growth you'll have, what kind of change it'll make in you. Hey, let's stick with this instruction for a brand new year. Thanks for tuning in. Until the next time, God bless you is my prayer.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
Stand.